Seventh Perek Kehilim, fourth Mishnah. Hoyso Mefureshes Menakiho. We're talking about this Chotzer Kira, some structure that was around the Kira, but it was not connected to the Kira, it was separate from it. This Manjik of Vajloshet's voice, Metamav Magaba Avir. If it's three tefachim tall, then it's considered a kli kibul. Three etzbois tall, and therefore it's metame b'magel v'avir, just like any kli cheres pottery that has receptacle. If you toila, if you hang some tum in there, it's going to metame the kli. Chuz mikano, if it was less than, or shoyse chalok, it was flat without any walls, then it's toira. It's a kli cheres, which is tor, which does not have a kli kibul. Is taught. Pitute kira. Pitute kira. There's different perushim. The rabbi says it's talking about the legs of the kira. Shloisha. Shall shloisha its boys. If you have three of these legs, and each one is three finger, thumb breadths long. The time of magma avet. That area of it is considered also area of that's makabel things. And therefore, smetame in the avir also like any other klicheres. Yeah, the other rishonim that say that it's talking about protrusions coming out of the top of the kira. But the bottom line is that these three protrusions, there was some use of that area, and therefore it's considered a klikivul. Pos mikan kol shem tmeim afilohim alva. If it's less than three tefachim, then surely it's considered part of the kli of the kira and it's mekabel tuma. Even if there's four of these legs, you don't say that you don't need all of them, and therefore some of them aren't considered part of the kira. All the legs that are there are considered part of the kira.